expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello everyone, this is Our Urban Story. It is Saturday, September 7th, 2019. We are in Ormond Beach, Florida at the Ormond Beach Performing Arts Center, attending a bodybuilding. It's the OCB Southern Cross competition. And we're here signing books, meeting people. And so Barbara from Harlem, why don't you tell us what's going on today?
Well, as Ms. Diamond has told you, we are in Florida, and the Storm Dorian didn't come and do a lot of damage here between Ormond Beach and Daytona Beach, Florida. Everything is pretty cool, pretty calm, but it's a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and we are enjoying every minute of our getaway.
Yes, thank you, Barbara. Last week, we were in Boston, Massachusetts, at the Straight Pride Parade.
Yeah.
And we thank our producer, Robbie, for keeping us on the air, and he's working, helping us today. Yes, we're in Ormond Beach, Florida, beautiful weather. Like I said, we're at a bodybuilding event called the OCB, Southern Cross, a very nice event. We've met some amazing people here. One of them is Anibal Lopez, Mr. America, and he's a professional bodybuilder. He's older now, but he's well-known throughout the bodybuilding world, and he's still in great shape. At the age of 77, he bought one of Barbara's books. She autographed it for him, so we'll be posting that on social media. But as Barbara has said, the Hurricane Dorian did not do, thank God, much damage to the state of Florida. There were concerns that it would do a lot damage to South or the Carolinas. So far, I think it's okay, but it has done significant damage to the Bahamas. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the people of Bahama. I was to the Bahamas at the hotel. I was watching a newscast that there are people here in Central Florida who are trying to raise money and help the people of the Bahamas. Your thoughts, Barbara?
Well, you know, that's one thing I enjoy and love about Americans. When anyone's in need, other Americans will come together and assist them any way they can. You know, I'm reminded of 9/11. When that happened, I mean, throughout the country, people were donating and coming and helping to dig for survivors. And that touched my heart very deeply. And, you know, we'll do the same during this, you know, emergency and travesty also. We have that kind of heart.
Thank you, Barbara. I just want to go back to the Straight Pride Parade that was held in Boston last week. One of our friends was in it. She loved the parade. And then Barbara spoke at the area. It's near City Hall in Boston and did a fabulous job. But I almost don't think it should have been called the Straight Pride Parade. I think it should have been called, honestly, the Freedom of Speech Parade and sent an event afterwards, speaking event afterwards, because really that's what it boils down to. What are your thoughts, Barbara? Am I incorrect?
Well, not entirely. You know, they had Milan, what is his name?
Milo.
Milo there, and he is a homosexual, and he was the Grand Marshal, I believe. Maybe it would have been better for free speech, but I don't think that it would have stopped the Antifa from showing up, because it seems as if they don't sponsor something, that they're always going to protest something. And I don't believe they even know what they're protesting. So whether it said Straight Pride, whether it said free speech, they were going to be there, because I think that they don't have anything better to do. And I believe someone is paying them, someone like Soros. And some of those we found out later on who were arrested weren't even from the area. And the judge, from what I understand, told them, don't come back to Boston. And someone told me, now, I don't know this firsthand, but someone who lives up in Boston said one of those Antifa said, well, all your relatives here. And the judge said, well, tell your relatives to come visit you. Don't come back to Boston. And that's good. They didn't get just a slap on the wrist like they do in some places. And in some places, like I think Portland, Oregon, they have the police stand back. Well, we felt very safe. I don't know. I don't know if my number is correct or not, but I would say that there were at least 1,000 police there. Maybe I'm over-exaggerating, a couple hundred. But I didn't see any of the commotion that was going on. I don't know if it happened during the presentations or after. I don't know. It didn't affect us at all.
I mean, I can agree that the Boston Police Department did a fine job. However, one of our friends, Dennis, from that area, said he was not allowed to enter. Yeah, and other people were not allowed to enter where we were giving speeches about the Straight Pride Parade. So I fault the Boston Police Department for that.
Yeah.
And we are under the impression that the mayor of Boston did not want this event to occur.
Oh.
And they only gave the permit because by law they had to. But the Boston Police Department did an excellent job in keeping the Antifa and others away at Bayfield. Now, after it was over and we were all going home, some of the Antifa people tried to start up some stuff as we were waiting for cars. It got into arguments with a few of us, but by and large, they were rendered mute by the Boston PD. And I'm glad the Boston PD arrested them, and that's the message that must be sent, because Antifa, which is supposed to be the acronym for anti-fascist, they're behaving like fascists. When you not only oppose what someone else thinks or what they want to say, but you not only oppose it, but you want to shut it down, that's a dictator. That's not that you're supposed to be anti-fascist. You're acting like a fascist. And they were calling some of Trump supporters Nazi scum, but they're acting like Nazis themselves,
and all
by trying to shut down the free speech.
White supremacists.
Right. Now, when did a black woman such as myself, and there were other black speakers, become white supremacist? I'm not white. I'm not a supremacist. But, you know, they've come out with these names. They between racist, homophobias, and all of these unnecessary names. We're just average Americans who love our freedom, want to celebrate our freedom and our liberties, and want to celebrate the fact that we are American citizens. And they want to shut everyone down that doesn't agree with their dark ideology. And that's not going to happen. Absolutely, Barbara. Thank you. So last week we tried to do the show. We did do the show from Boston, but it was so noisy. We apologized for that broadcast. It was a great amount of noise. But we just thank everyone who came out. We want to thank Mr. Hal Shirtless of Camp Constitution.
Okay.
And we're going to try to have him as a guest in the next week or two. He is a magnificent historian.
Oh my,
he knows the history very well of the Massachusetts, really the New England area. So we're going to have him as a guest, like I said, in the next week or two. And Barbara, you and Mr. Shirtless went to Meigs Park, where the 55th Regiment of Massachusetts, 54th, 55th, they trained there, and is right there in the neighborhood on the outskirts of Boston, but it's a part of Boston. Your thoughts on that tour?
I mean, we as black Americans have a lot to be proud of. We have blacks who came here under very stressful conditions, fighting for civil rights. I mean, that civil war was a fight for life. And they served honorably and bravely. They fought for the unification of these United States of America. And today's people have nothing to be ashamed of. And they need to think of the proud heritage that was passed down and stop letting the racist people tell you that you can't make it because of racism in America. If they could make it, and they could contribute, think of what you can do now. You know, the sky is the limit. If you're willing to work hard, there's no way that you can't excel and propel. So I was very proud to be an American. I was very proud to go and visit where they trained, and I was very happy to be reminded once again of the rich history of the United States of America.
For those of you who may not know, the 54th and 55th Infantry, if I hope I have it right, and correct me if I have it wrong, they were the first black troops, one of the first black troops to fight in the Civil War. And this is the 55th troop, 55th out of Massachusetts. The movie Glory is based on those troops. And if you all remember, Denzel Washington played the black gentleman who black soldier, and then we had Matthew Broderick, who portrayed General Bradshaw. I think I have his name mixed up.
That's correct.
So, but forgive me for that. But it was very fascinating that we just were able to go to a Boston neighborhood and see this historic site where they trained, and a lot of people, you know, Frederick Douglass supported black men entering the war, defending and freeing our own people. And then you have black nurses, what have you. Harriet Tubman also participated, and many of them lost their lives. When they were there in Fort Sumter, South Carolina, this troop from Massachusetts went down to Fort Sumter, South Carolina, and for the kickoff, the start, if you will, of the Civil War. We have Hal Shirtliff on in the next week or two. The next couple of Saturdays, well, we'll work it out. He will tell us about this historic site in Boston and other places where we visited. Plus, he's really a historian. I would urge you to check out his Facebook page, and that's Camp Constitution. Yes. And check it out on Facebook. And Hal Shirtliff, H-A-L, last name, S as in Sam, H-U-R-L-E-F-F.
Yes.
So very good, very good. Like
and I said, we also want to have a young man by the name of Tom. I'm not going to give you all of the information now, but he's been to several interesting places outside of the United States, and we want him to give his view about socialism versus the freedoms and the liberties that we enjoy here in America, because unfortunately, too many of our young people are not familiar with how restrictive socialism is, how horrible communism is, and how degrading Marxism is. And they hear some of these politicians spewing out of their mouths, oh, it would be great. Everything would be free, blah, blah, blah. Everybody would be equal. That does not exist in the real world. And our young people need to hear from a young person and to tell them the difference between freedom and living a restricted life under the banner of socialism, communism, Marxism.
Absolutely. And it is very, very important for us to know the differences, and the universities that are operating in one of the freest countries in the world are shoving that down our children's throats, because socialism / Marxism / communism is a lack of freedom. It does not offer more freedom. And for these professors who are making $200,000 or $300,000, thanks to capitalism, to be pushing that is ridiculous. And speaking of, you know, you have people like Bernie Sanders who want to push socialism, and yet they benefit. They live high off the hog based on capitalism. Now, he's in the news for pushing for population control. And Alveda King, the niece of the late Martin Luther King Jr., said that would greatly impact black children. Now, I'm on Breitbart.com, and I totally agree with her. Barbara, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think what impacts also black children are these new abortion laws, these very liberal abortion laws, because if the statistics I saw are correct, at least 36% of all abortions are given to black women. And I know in New York, where I'm from, more black babies are aborted than born. So if they're talking about population concerns and restrictions, I think it's going to impact black people more than any other group. And these people keep throwing out the word racist, racist, racist. I believe that that's very racist. And even, you know, because I believe that they would come to the black communities. That's where Margaret Sanger targeted. She made sure she had her clinics right in the black neighborhood. She was a eugenist, and she wanted to eliminate the black population. So these people pushing this, like Bernie Sanders and all of that, watch out what's coming next.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Barbara. You know, again, I just want to echo that. Alveda King says in the headline of Breitbart today, Saturday, September 7th, 2019, is that Bernie Sanders' population control will target black communities.
Yes.
And she's absolutely right. And too many black people have bought into the notion that abortion is normal. It's just a normal thing, normal health event. It is not normal. Abortion at the bottom, at the end of it all, is a taking of human life, period. Barbara, your thoughts?
And more than likely, I've heard some doctors say, you put yourself more at a medical risk of other things down the line, like breast cancer. Now, that's not publicized, but it makes logical sense. When your body is preparing for the birth of a child and to abruptly take that life. And the bottom line is, people make money off of selling these baby parts. That is what's so diabolical about it. And you're not taking the baby's life to save the mother's life. You're taking it and using it, I think, as a form of birth control while they're making money off of those parts. And psychologically, we don't know. You know, we have young suicide rate up. We don't know if that could be associated with that. You could be emotionally scarred for the rest of your life. Turn to drugs, turn to alcohol, ever regretting the fact that you had a human life inside of your body and you discarded it. Now, these same people promoting that don't talk about abstinence. They don't talk about marriage. Those things are foreign to them. They say just kill the babies. Even if the baby is born, the doctor and the mother can be the judge, the executioner, and that's wrong. Oh, God is the only one that creates life.
Absolutely, and I just want to point out, I saw on Twitter today that the great state of Texas is going to demand a burial for these aborted babies.
Sure.
They're not just medical waste.
No.
They are human beings.
They can find a cause.
Yeah, right, but they should be treated with respect, and I'm glad that the state of Texas is stepping up and demanding that. Well, we'll see what happens. It's not confirmed right now, but they are stepping up to demand that these babies are given a burial like human beings.
Yes.
They're not trash, they're not garbage, they're not medical waste.
They're human life.
Human life that's taken.
And if they hear the noise in the background, that's true. The noise in the background, you know, the competitors are on stage. We're sitting out in the lobby, so when you hear the noise in the background, that's what that is.
Absolutely.
Bear with us.
Bear with us. Not as bad as Boston last week. I'm here in Breitbart, and I see that there's a report that state attorney generals to launch Google, Facebook antitrust investigations. There have been reports that Google trying to turn the election against Donald Trump with the algorithms when people typed in X, Y came up to try to steer voters to Hillary Clinton. There's a lot of that going on, and Google, this is 2016 when this occurred, and also Facebook denying conservatives a platform. Are restricting conservatives, and Twitter is notorious for that as well. Recently, on Friday, YouTube agreed to over $100 million settlement to pay a number of YouTube users who had sued Google, because Google owns YouTube, because they were restricted and there was no valid reason other than being a conservative. And that's what it is. So we have to make sure that these social platforms are not putting Republicans or conservatives at a disadvantage. That's not what this is about. It's supposed to be free, open, and fair. Your thought?
You know, I mean, absolutely. Free, open, and fair. whatever efforts they put forward for Hillary Clinton, they didn't produce what they wanted it to produce. Thank God. You know, Franklin Graham summed it up. He said they forgot the God factor. And I believe the God factor had a major role in us having Donald John Trump as our president, because he doesn't believe in socialism. He's a man who believes in capitalism. He's a businessman. He is a master of auto the deal. He's renegotiating a lot of the deals that were made by, what can I say, inexperienced men in the previous administrations. And we must remember, prior to his election, we had a community organizer. And a community organizer doesn't know much about negotiating trade deals. So, you know, down here in Florida, I saw an elderly woman with a button on it that said, "No Trump," with a line across it. I wanted to ask her, but I would not do it because, you know, I'm at an event. Why? Tell me why. What's wrong with the progress that we're making? We have a president who, for the first time, first president we've ever had, to step foot in North Korea. We're in a trade war, basically, with China. Because, you know, everything we pick up, it says, made in China. What's wrong with made in America?
Absolutely. And I thank President Trump for doing this. The other administration did not have an experienced businessman. And that's critical. They may have been experienced in politics, but they were not experienced in business and negotiating deals. And that's what Donald Trump's expertise is in, negotiating deals. Now, for years, for decades, China has taken advantage of the United States. There's an imbalance in the trade deals. Now China has to sit up, take notice, and we're going to have to rethink this. And the farmers, from what I understand, stand with President Trump. You know, there's some in the media who are saying this will hurt the farmers, this will hurt consumers. But we have to stand up to China at some point. And President Trump is the man to stand up to China. And I think as a result, the Chinese government will respect the United States. Absolutely. Will show more respect because it's such an imbalance and they've gotten away with so much. So I applaud the president. It may hurt a little bit if they have to raise the price here and there, but it may be worth it in the end if we don't have this terrible trade imbalance. Barbara, your thoughts, please.
My thoughts are very simple. We don't have a president that is in the political realm just to get rich. And many of the politicians, they're richer for being in politics than not being in politics. Look at Joe Biden and his son. He's able to negotiate and introduce his son to different business people around the world. They're well off. Look at Elijah Cummings. $10 million worth of art in his home. They didn't have a job, no construction company or anything, just politics. Look at Maxine Waters getting rich in politics. We have a president that doesn't have to make a deal for you to contribute to his next campaign. We have someone who's a businessman, a billionaire, self-made billionaire in our White House. And instead of people saluting, applauding the progress being made for all Americans, you have somebody with gray hair walking around, no Trump. Silly.
Yeah. You know, presidential candidate Joe Biden, he was caught by the Washington Post, of all papers, telling a lie about what happened at the Iraq War. And he's told the story multiple times. But you don't really hear it unless you dig for it and look for it. You're not going to hear it a lot. But they said too many in the media are obsessed to try to say that President Trump is a liar. He made a mistake by saying the hurricane was going to hit Alabama. Big deal. Big whoop. I mean, he was trying to do what he wanted to say that just in case he hit Alabama. But it's so interesting how they pounded Trump for trying to help Alabama just in case, but are largely silent about the fact that presidential candidate Joe Biden has repeatedly said or talked about a false Iraq war story. And so it just shows a double standard in the media. He is not up to snuff. I mean, his eye was red recently at some event. Joe Biden's eye was bloody red. I don't know if a blood vessel burst. He's not in shape.
He's not fit.
He's not fit physically, mentally, emotionally. He's not fit. He's compromised. He's compromised by his son Hunter, with the whole Bank of China deals, and that's why Biden is soft on China, because it has made his family very wealthy. So, you know, recently Gillibrand dropped out. There are reports that Mayor de Blasio will be dropping out. He's at 0%, 1%. It only makes sense that he drops out. I think another one dropped out, but I hope the Beto O'Rourke. Yeah, I heard Beto O'Rourke was, close to dropping out, but I don't think he has at this point. Any thoughts on that, Barbara?
Well, I mean, the whole slew of them believe in the same thing: killing babies, open borders. American citizen isn't worth any more than, a vote. People who don't even belong here. I don't think any of them are fit. I call her reparations Harris. I mean, that's so ridiculous. We don't need reparations, but they want to take us off the idea. And the fact of the matter is that all of the Democrats believe in open borders. They don't believe in the sovereignty of the United States of America. You can't just fly by night and go into Mexico and say they have rules, regulations, and they're a third world country. So I don't even think any of them are fit for the office, and Joe Biden really needs to just drop out, because he forgets this, forgets that. And the other one, I call him, but I am. You know, I mean, he's not making an impact. The thing about it is not one of them have a plan to make America greater. They talk about Trump. They talk about racism. And that's their theme. Nothing that would improve the general welfare for Americans that I can decipher, that I can see.
Yes, absolutely. I just wanted to point out again that the situation, Dorian, I'm just reading through the news story. It's how it really hit the Bahamas hard.
Yeah.
I think 20 people lost their lives in the Bahamas. So whatever you can do to help the Bahamas, the victims, please do so. There are some people still looking for family members down there. So we were very blessed in the United States. You know, but going back to the election before we go to break, you're absolutely right. Pete Buttigieg, former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, says Americans eating burgers and drinking from straws are part of the problem. You see, with the Democrats, it's not about make America great, help Americans live better lives. It's really about control. So they don't want you to eat hamburgers. You can't use straws. One of the blessings of being an American is freedom. And that's what the Democrats want to restrict. They want to restrict our freedoms, including confiscating our guns. And Chicago has some of the strictest gun control laws in the nation. And yet every weekend we hear about so many people getting shot at in Detroit, but it doesn't really make news. It's not news, because it's black on black.
Yeah.
If a white man had gone to the south side of Chicago, or anyone other than a black man, and did massive shootings like they do almost every weekend in Chicago, it would make the news, but because it's black on black, it's largely ignored.
Yes.
We're about to go to break, Barbara, in about 30 seconds or in about a minute.
Okay, we want you to stay tuned. Hang in there. We both will be returning to talk more about the greatness of America.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. want. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free, 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And we're back with our urban story. A lot going on. Robert Mugabe, former dictator of Zimbabwe, died recently. And really good reasons. He was one of the worst dictators and one of the worst dictators in African history. So I shed some tears for the late Robert Mugabe, who was racist, who was anti-homosexual. After he took over in 1980, he sent the military to murder 20,000 other Zimbabweans, and so it's very sad. He won't be missed. And it's kind of legacy of Africa after the colonial period, when many African countries regained their freedom. They turned into dictatorships. And a lot of the fellow Africans were brutalized and murdered. So Mugabe will certainly not be missed. Now, I mentioned earlier about the shootings in Chicago.
mentioned that they don't really make the news. And they don't really make the news because it's black on black crime, and that's very much me. A lot of the media, how they really, really don't care about the black on black crime. Black lives really don't matter. If black lives really mattered, there would be protests on abortion clinics and protests in Chicago about the slaughter that is going on. I mean, we are committing a self-imposed genocide. We don't need any white supremacy. We are killing ourselves. And that's really the bottom line of what's going on in Chicago and other places. Now, Robinson Harlan's book, Escaping the Racism of No Expectations, is on Amazon, Walmart.com, Simon & Schuster, and should be most online bookstores. So please order it if you like Barbara to autograph it. We'll figure out how to do that, but please order it. As you know, her book was recently endorsed by Mark Levin. He endorsed it on Facebook and on Twitter. He tweeted about her book. So we're very thankful to Mr. Levin and his team, and we want to get Barbara Moore out there. She was a part of the New York cleanup, and the clip of the New York cleanup is recently seen on the Laura Ingraham show on Fox. And so we've been in contact, had contact with him about what to be on her show. There are a lot of that plans coming up for the civil hearing on the Beach Clara, and we will be going back to the Massachusetts area first weekend in November. We will be speaking at an event. We're going to bring more information as we get closer to the event. But we will be back up in the Boston, Massachusetts area. And I'm reporting that, you know, $3.5 billion has been moved from the Pentagon to build the wall. And I know that's important for a lot of people. That's one of the things that President Trump campaigned on, was building the wall. And this is about protecting the United States. It's not anti-immigrant. It's not hateful. It's about protecting the sovereignty of the United States. You and I could not just walk into Mexico and demand a bunch of benefits from the government of Mexico. Even if Mexico were wealthy, we would not be able to do it. So why should people come and just walk over a border, fly into our country? And we have to take care of them. That is not fair to senior citizens, our veterans, and other Americans who are struggling. Charity begins at home. Also, what do you think, Bob? What are your thoughts about the Pentagon moving $3.5 billion to build the wall?
I know we need that wall. You know, for those who think that that's racist, do they live in homes without walls? Without gates, you know, no. Do they leave their doors unlocked for anyone to come in? This is our country. This is our nation.
People should be vetted. People shouldn't be just allowed to come across the border without being checked for any communicable diseases. You know, what about our children going to school with people who maybe have a contagious disease or something? You know, years ago, immigrants used to come to Ellis Island. And they were checked out medically, et cetera, et cetera. And then you had to have a sponsor or had to have some plans to make a living. Well, you know, what's going on now in the Democratic Party is that they want to move immigrants. And some of the states are trying to give people who don't even belong here voting rights.
Yes.
And you know, that's not fair to those of us who have invested in the system. That's why the police is having the full of crap that she's going, if she thinks she's going to take our eye off of our borders. Our wall being built so that if you come here, we want you to come here legally. We want you to come here to add and contribute to our culture, our society, not come here just to receive benefits. Just to get food stamps or affordable housing. That's not fair to our veterans or homeless. That's not fair to Americans that have fallen on hard times. Charity does begin at home, and we need to take care of our own first.
in with everyone. Don't have actually come in legally.
Absolutely, absolutely. We thank all of you who are tuning in. We would like for you to please spread the word about this broadcast. And if you purchase, let me know if you have any expectations. Please spread the word. Please post on to us, Amazon. Now, in order to post on Amazon, you must be a verified purchaser.
Yes.
So, well, wherever you can spread the word about this book, Escaping the Racism of Expectations, please do. We need your help to get the word out there. And we'd love to have it, the assistance. But I want to go back for a moment, Barbara, to talk about population control. And you know that's one of the things that will negatively impact the Black community. And as you said, in New York City, more Black babies are aborted than are born alive.
Yes.
And that is terrible. It's like a self-imposed genocide.
Yes.
You know, and so we just want to stand for life. It is important to stand for life. It is important to understand the history of Planned Parenthood. We were in Massachusetts, as we said, last Saturday and Sunday. And one of the things we went to a neighborhood where Prescott Bush, the father of George H.W. Bush and grandfather of President George W. Bush, he was at one point the treasurer of the newly founded Planned Parenthood. It was under a different in those days, but Prescott Bush was a part of it. And Barbara Steiger also, our director of well-being, was in at some point, one of the heirs to the Procter & Gamble empire. And he was like four houses down from where Prescott Bush was born. And so, Barbara, that may be one of the reasons why George H.W., who was a war hero in World War II, who later became CIA director, FDP, and then president, why he did not speak really truly, I mean, not it wasn't forcefully there against Planned Parenthood, nor was his son, was conservative president, George W. Bush. They were compromised by their family history. So that's one of the beauties of Trump. Trump does, he's not compromised by his family's political legacy. That's why Trump can come out strongly against Planned Parenthood, which is really abortion machine. That's really what it is. It's abortion now. That's what Planned Parenthood is. And when people want to demonize the National Rifle Association, I want to talk about the Coast Control. 30 seconds to a minute. Now, the NRA doesn't go out and kill people. In fact, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, none of the mass shooters that we've heard about have been a member of the NRA. But Planned Parenthood is responsible for the deaths of approximately 30 million American babies since 1973. And that is a fact. So some people are coming out of the competition, and so we want to tell them about her book, her amazing, oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we're in the lobby, and leaving, and so we get a trophy.
Yes, some of them have finished up with their trophy, and as well as women. But, you know, America has a lot to offer everyone. Come here the right way. Come here with the right intention. Meld in. We shouldn't have to push number one for English and number two for Spanish. None of the other people who migrated here from Germany or whatever did they have to do that for. They learned this language. No one should say that they had to give up their native language. But in dealing in stuff and in kinds of businesses and stuff like that, they learned English. They wanted to be a part of the American culture. That's why they left their homeland.
Absolutely. You're 100% correct. You know, going into Boston and that area, very historic. A very historic area. And I'll be glad to return because we're going to also go to the Church of the President, James Madison, and others attended, and the President of the United States. So we'll be further yet in early November. The fact that the President Bush was so deeply involved with the Planned Parenthood
tells us a lot. And I also thank God that President Trump is not tied to Saudi oil like we were. Therefore, we have become one of the world's top oil producers, and we no longer have to rely on oil from the Middle East. And as a result, they cannot influence our relationship with Israel, which I know they'd like to do. They would like to have us over a barrel, no pun intended, in order to turn us against Israel. But they can't do that because we no longer need their oil. So they cannot influence, thank God, American policy. But with Saka Washa, Iran still wants to, have some kind of. I hope they don't want a hot war with the United States. But right now they're engaging in a cold war, and I think God, the president, got us out of that poor, horrible deal with Iran. It was really horrible. I printed it off. I mean, printed it out. And in reading some of it, they couldn't do inspections at random. They had to be notified when they were going to come and do an inspection. Now, while I'm going to make sure someone is living up to their agreement, if you have to tell them, well, I'll be there next week. They have all the agreement to clean up, change things, alter things, et cetera, et cetera. Listen, we have a businessman in our White House, and our businessman is applying his business sense. He couldn't look crazy. He couldn't be insane or stupid and become a self-made billionaire. Not millionaire, billionaire. He doesn't even need the salary that when he gets as a president, because he didn't go into politics to get rich. He went to politics because he does love America. And why didn't I vote for Obama? Why? When I looked at his 2007 senatorial record, I realized he didn't love this country. We need people who really love this country, who want to see this country prosper in those political offices. And by golly, we have a president in our White House now that wants to make America great and keep it great.
Absolutely. And no, he is not a racist. But let me tell you, the leftists are the biggest racists in this country. Jimmy Hill, who used to work for ESPN, Black, all female, sports, whatever, then segregation. The left is engaged in identity politics at its highest level, whereas Trump is trying to bring us together. So, when people call Donald Trump a racist, they are lying. He is not a racist. Donald Trump is a racist. He really sucks at it. A racist wouldn't be promoting black people. Help with the prison, the First Step Act, real prisons, helping black Americans succeed. This is who Donald Trump is. And before he became president,
no one
called him a racist. What makes Donald Trump a racist? No, nothing, except that the liberals have nothing else. They have normal arrows if you don't work well. So now they're trying to use the race card. It will not work. And I do predict here and now that Trump will get upwards of 30% to 40% of the minority vote, and that includes black people. He will probably get more votes from blacks than any other Republican president in American history in the postmodern, if you will, era. I don't know if you know this, but if you look on Google, blacks are members of the Republican Party when it first started. For obvious reasons, because Abraham Lincoln was a Republican, and he freed the slaves, of course, the soldiers freed the slaves, but President Abraham Lincoln pushed for that in order to save the Union. So blacks were largely Republican, and including Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and there was a that Harry Tubman was Republican. The shift occurred around the time of FDR, because he was a book. After that, the New Deal, and it was really socialism. And too many black people fell to it. And it's sad because many more generations of blacks have lived off of the government dole. I'm letting you tell it like it is. And that has really hurt black people, the weakened black people. But I believe because of Donald Trump's success, the lowest unemployment rate for black Americans in American history, because of that, Donald Trump will garner 30% to 40% of the black vote.
I know they're aiming for stars, but I believe it can be done. He has been a blessing without a doubt. Let's talk about racism and the races of fear. I'm black, I'm brown, I'm black, and really, my racism is true. It's not true. No. Donald Trump is not a racist. And I just want to make sure that extremely clear, and we want to help President Trump get re-elected to people who are in urban areas, educating them about how much this president has gone to move the black community forward. And we're greatly appreciative of President Trump. And while we're thanking people, I also want to thank again Mark Levin, TV radio host, the great one, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, most of you know that. And I thank him for endorsing his book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. He endorsed it on Twitter and Facebook. And we just can't get over it. I mean, we're just so proud of that and happy. And we're trying to parlay that into more visibility for Barbara Kamala. You know, on Sean Hannity show, Jeanette Pierce, so we'll see how that plays out. But we thank him. We will never be able to thank Levin enough for that support. That was absolutely critical. So next week we should be back in the studio. Like I said earlier, we hope to have Hal Shirtless, S-E-S-H-U-R-T-L-E-F-S. You can look him up on Facebook. Have him with us on the phone. We're getting at least a half hour on the show as much as we can. He is so knowledgeable about American history. We believe it's going to be a benefit to our audience to have Mr. Shirtless on. Camp Constitution, so we're definitely looking forward to that. Again, I just want to thank God for the fact that Dorian did not deeply impact Florida or Central Florida. It's beautiful. We thank God that millions were spared, but we will remember the people who were affected in the Bahamas. Absolutely, and we're just so happy that you know, it didn't get here in Ormond or Daytona or DeLand. This is an exciting time for us, and this is an exciting time in America. We have to stand tall for what we believe. And if we believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we can't let anyone convince us that there's any other way to go or to live. We are blessed to be in America, and we need to celebrate that.
Before we end, I just want to say thank you, Barbara, that Ilhan Omar, Representative Ilhan Omar, wants the United Nations to take over our southern border. This is the same Ilhan Omar who's a bigot, a racist, who's an anti-Christian, who is accused of having an affair with a married Democratic strategist. His wife alleges that. So she wants the UN to take over our sovereignty, to impose on our sovereignty, and we say no. And I pray that the people of Minnesota will do the right thing and get rid of her in 2020. And if apparently there's not enough to impeach her to get her removed, I know that isn't going to happen, but apparently there aren't enough push to do that. But I agree with Vice President Mike Pence, and she at least needs to be removed from the House Foreign Affairs Committee, because we don't want to share sensitive information, particularly about Israel, with Representative Ilhan Omar, nor with Rashida Tlaib, the representative from Michigan. And Michigan, we expect better in 2020. Let's get rid of Representative Rashida Tlaib. And Minnesota, get rid of Ilhan Omar. We will campaign in New York against AOC, who's representing the Queens and the Bronx. We have about a minute to go.
Well, we're so thankful that this work, once again, on our urban soil, we're trying to bring it to you as a faculty. And we're trying to bring it to truth. That's all we know. We love our country.
We love our president.
And we love you. Just being with us, but we have to continue to stand tall and fight for what's right in America. God bless all of you, and may God continue to bless the United States of America.
Yes, thank you so much, and we'll see you next week. Thank you, producer. We appreciate it.
Bonjour.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.